ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Marked for Death, written by Matt Hilton and read by Peter Noble. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Publishing Limited.
Prologue. Smoke, fire, and corpses. That was his world. When his senses coalesced out of the fog of incomprehension. For minutes gone, or for an eternity, he wasn't sure, he'd floated outside his corporeal body, his mind tumbling slowly through a void of nothingness. He could see, taste, touch, and smell nothing. In that place, he was at peace. It's said that when death comes, the final sense to leave us is hearing. In that abyss, there was sound, though it came from such distance that it barely scratched at the edge of his hearing. As he tumbled through the colourless void, he grew aware that he was straining to deny those sounds, because through acknowledging them, it meant he still clung to life. He didn't want to hear. He wanted only to wallow in peace and leave everything behind. The fear, the agony. But the more he tried to ignore the sounds, the more insistent they became. And as they grew louder, panic swelled. What was he thinking? He didn't want to die. Now he clawed against the alternative, and his own voice rose to join the audible chaos surging over him. He screamed, a ragged, throaty roar of denial that snapped his ethereal mind into the present, and he was reeled in at a shocking velocity. Mind and body collided with the force of an exploding star, a phosphorescent white light splitting apart the void, and through the rents in its insubstantial fabric poured reality, choking smoke, searing flames, charred and bloody corpses. He could taste his own blood and smell the acrid tang of noxious fumes, but they were distractions compared to the crushing weight on his chest and legs. A huge slab of jagged concrete bore into him, his frail body the only thing denying its inexorable contest with gravity. He was on the verge of bursting, of collapsing under the immense weight, as had the building currently under bombardment by US missiles. Even as he grew aware of his predicament, memory flooded in. He'd been standing alongside another two.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?